It is the pre-match warm-up to Leicester with the Anfield Rapids, Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Sean O'Donnell and Kieran Molyneux. We start to look ahead to that game on Thursday, I believe. It's always a bit tricky, John, isn't it, around this time of year? But I think it's a Thursday. I'm reliably informed it is a Thursday. But, Keo, listen, we'll get stuck into what happened against Spurs first before we talk about Leicester. I just thought Liverpool was simply sensational.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anything else other than sensational. It was one of my favourite performances this year, even though we're going to get into this probably in a minute, but the three goals conceded is getting a lot talked about instead of the six goals scored and how good Liverpool were. We're enjoying it, aren't we? We're all enjoying it. We're starting to believe, and rightly so. Results are falling our way before we play and after we play. You'd be a fool not to get excited and get carried away.
Sean, it felt like it was an opportunity Liverpool had to take. A lot of talk about the drop points in previous games, and we know there's some mitigation there and some context around what happened, but because they had those two draws and they dropped a couple of points, I said before in the main show, if it had gone into a third game, I think one or two, not only our own fans, but opposition fans can start to tell themselves a little bit of a story. But Liverpool put pay to that very, very early on against Spurs.
Yeah, they did. They did. And you're right. It was really important that we got that win back under our belt, really, because I think, you know, quietly, even though there was mitigation, dropping points, you know, isn't great. And everyone's been doing it. So it's become a thing. So for us to just to win, you know, that was the main priority. But actually to do it in the way we did it, Jesus, that was some performance. I think Gary Neville said in commentary, you know, that was the best 35, 40 minutes he's seen this season from any team. And I agree with him. I thought it was genuine statement stuff. And listen, you can say all you want about Spurs and how they play and being the perfect opposition and that, but you've still got to do that. You've still got to do what we've done. And I think what you've seen was the quality that we've got just shine through. You know, you look at Trent's cross for the first goal. I think that's just unbelievable in itself. But as I say, you can only play what's in front of you. But there's playing what's in front of you like the way we did, which I think was just absolutely amazing.
It was clear, John, from minute one that Liverpool were at it. They were really, really at it. And I thought, you know, to a man, really, like, there's loads and loads of standout performances. But I agree with Sean and with Gary Neville, strangely enough, as well, that it probably was the best 35, 40 minutes. You know, it's right up there. You know, you can talk about Manchester City, Real Madrid, I get that. But across the 90, and I know there's the sloppiness towards the end, but for the majority of the game, Liverpool were breathtaking.